Well, I say, time now for our pre-show. And I'm having a thing of Halo, man. This is Halo Sea Salt Caramel. I know Halo supposedly is just bad for you. Jackie keeps saying, and I remember when we first discovered Halo, we were reading about it in a magazine when Jackie was at my house here in California, and we immediately got out of bed, jumped in the car at 11 o'clock at night, drove over to Ralph's, and bought ourselves a couple of pints of this shit. I guess that's how hard up for ice cream we were when we heard the shit was low-cal, and it was really delicious, and it is delicious. But she won't eat this shit anymore. She says it's got too much, some kind of a sugar that's alcohol-based. Erythritol, that's it. She says that shit's bad for you. And she's probably right, but I still occasionally eat, you know, Halo, man. This is the caramel, and I had one last night that was the peanut butter one. I don't know. I tell you what, I lost 90 pounds. I mentioned to you guys, I lost 90 pounds watching calories, counting calories. 90 fucking pounds I lost. And I ate every kind of food there was, but I stayed within 2,000 calories a day. So in other words, I was a meat eater back then, but I also counted calories. Get this. I fucking counted calories on lettuce. I counted the calories of iceberg lettuce. Everything I counted the calories on. It took me 90 pounds, took me 7.5 months to lose. And I finally, on Halloween, 20... God, what the fuck year was it, man? 2012? Yeah. Halloween 2012. I went to D.C. to visit Barry. And I had... I'd hit my weight, which was 210. And I decided... Well, I hit my weight. I was also like, oh, fuck, I hit my weight. This is so cool, you know. And I went and saw Barry, and we took a tour of D.C., and we did a lot of fun stuff. But I thought, wait a minute, I hit my fucking weight. I can have a couple of things, you know, I can have some food now. So what weekend was it? Halloween. What do you think you're eating on Halloween? You got it. You know, I was in the hotel. Barry was with me. I think we ate nothing but fucking Reese's peanut butter cups and shit. It was fun. But, you know, I started eating healthy then. I've never, ever gotten my weight out of control like I did, ever again like I did. During that period of time, which was basically from around 2010... The end of 2009 when I had pneumonia, all the way up until I lost that weight, Halloween of 2012, I just fucking let my weight go, man. I just was eating everything in sight. I was so anxious about what was happening in my life. I'd sort of gone into a semi-retirement phase, but I didn't really want to be semi-retired, but I didn't know where to go. I wasn't sure what I was supposed to be doing. You know, acting? Should I try and get another radio gig? I didn't want to do another radio gig, man. I got to deal with TRN, which is a fucking disaster. Just a fucking disaster. That gig with TRN, that just soured me on fucking radio forever. I said, fuck this shit, you know. Motherfuckers. I'm not going to work for another motherfucker in radio again as long as I fucking live. That's what I told myself. And guess what? I haven't. I work for myself. And it's a struggle sometimes because you have to do everything yourself, but I far prefer it. I really fucking do, you know. Anyway, that's the story of me. Thunder is down here looking at me. Hi, baby. It's going to be on Sunday, man, that she gets on her transport and she heads to Florida. I'm going to have a box. And the box will have her litter, her food, her litter thing. And like a her sheepskin thing that she sleeps on. Then they say, throw in one of your shirts or something. That cats love the smell of their humans. It makes them comfortable. It makes them secure. So I'm going to throw in one of my t-shirts. And my girl's on her way down to Florida. And then my car goes. Like I said, I was thinking, fuck, I just leave my fucking car in California, buy a new one when I get to Florida, but eh. I'll take my Jaguar. I got a Jaguar SUV. I'll take it down to Florida with me, and maybe I'll just fucking trade it in when I get down there for something. And then my ass heads to Central Florida to Jackie. So be bold, man. They always say, sometimes you have to do the bold thing, man, to find happiness. Because happiness is really when you cut through all the bullshit and you go for what it is you want. I have to say this is it. But I haven't given up on my career, not by a long shot. But I've got a kind of an exciting idea that with everything changing the way it's changing... You know, I did an audition last week, and my agent told me that I got pinned, meaning the producers liked me, but I haven't heard a fucking thing about it since. But anyway, as we've often said, the jobs are everywhere. So you got to go everywhere for them.